Hi, Jo here. And so for this audio, this is for you to practice and go through over and over again over the next 30 days. It's a little activity to train your mind, expand your mind, change your consciousness to see beyond where you are at the moment, because you have blockages about wealth and how that actually manifests into your life. So first off, we're going to have a little play, a little dream. Okay, so first off, I want to ask you the question of how much money, honestly, how much money would you like to be earning and receiving monthly? We're not going to go to extremes of dreaming. Wouldn't it be lovely to have a million? I want you to really be honest with yourself. That feels like realistic at this moment. Feels okay in your energy. Feels realistic, what would feel like a really great place to be comfortably that you know is totally possible and would just feel delicious. Okay. So now I'm going to ask you to double it. Double that amount. So for example, if it was 1,000, it's 2,000. If it was 2,000, it's 4,000. So just double it and see how that feels in your body. To imagine having twice as much as you think would be a great monthly income. And feel if that feels okay, that doesn't feel too unrealistic. Maybe there's a little bit resistance, but maybe not too much. So feel into it. And now ask you to double it again. Imagine doubling it again. So you're now four times more than you originally thought. How does that feel? What happens to your breathing? So feel into your body and just take some deep breaths and imagine just how much that is. You think of the number, whether that's, I don't know, 8,000 a month, whatever it is for your amount. Maybe it's more than that. Maybe you started off at 5,000 and now you're at 20,000. 20,000 a month. That would be lovely. Imagine it, feel it. So now imagine what that would do to your life. It's not too far-fetched. It's not too beyond where you are. It's not too hard a dream to imagine. How would that affect your life? Just let's dream and play. How would it affect your life to allow yourself to have doubled and then doubled again the amount of income that you're receiving monthly? What would happen to where you live? What would you start doing? If you had more income, you now knew you had four times the amount that you think is a good income, what would you do? What would you change? What would you start to upgrade in your life? Maybe it's the way you're buying food. Maybe you'd move to organic. Maybe you would buy new appliances in the house. Maybe you would get a new place to live. Perhaps you would be thinking about moving if you had more of a steady income. Feel into that. What would it look like? What does it feel like? If you're living from that space of consistent income of that 20,000 a month, if that's the number, just your number, consistently knowing that you had that, what would you do with your clothes? What would you do with your car? How does it start to feel if you knew you had that consistency, that fullness, a more fullness in your life? What would start to happen? Maybe you would pay off some debts. Maybe that would, how would that affect you if you weren't paying out for credit cards or loans? How would that make you feel? Now notice your body. Notice what's happening to the feeling in your body. That the idea of releasing debt, upgrading things in your house, maybe things for your business, things for your home life, maybe your space that you live in. Notice what happens to your body as you begin to imagine, play, visualize. Maybe you want in your kitchen, one of those really big American-style fridge freezers. Maybe you want a sacred space to meditate every day. Maybe you want a beautiful, huge flat-screen TV. Maybe, if you're really honest, there are certain material things that you would absolutely love to have. Maybe you want a bigger bed, a better bed. Things that you've been holding yourself back from. Maybe you simply just want more space, to have more space where you live, more light, better location. That consistency of that income. What would it smell like? Does it have a smell, the smell of you living in more wealth, more abundance, more feeling of flow, an abundant flow of that wealth? What does it sound like? What does it sound like, the space that you live? Maybe you want to live next to the sea where you hear seagulls. Maybe you want to have a city life. Maybe you want to be in the countryside and it doesn't have any sounds but the sounds of trees blowing in the wind. Whatever it is that you feel makes up beautiful space that you want to live in with more money, the way that your life would change, consistently having that income. What does it feel like for you? What's happening to your body? That feeling of ease, is it bringing you a sense of ease and freedom, expansiveness? So now imagine doubling that money again. Does your body retreat or does it expand? Does it still go, oh yeah, actually even more, twice as much as that money? I'm now starting to really expand my dreams. What would change? Does it feel comfortable to allow yourself to have that amount of money per month? Or is this your sticking point? Has it become a place of, oh, it's too far, I can't dream? Or can you breathe and enjoy? If you're able to say yes, then bask in the sensations and imagining and dreaming of how your house would look. Maybe it's full of flowers. Maybe it's full of light. Maybe it's full of laughter and dinner parties. Maybe you're a big fan of cooking and big tables. Maybe you work from home, maybe you have an office, maybe now with this consistency you want new high-tech equipment. Maybe you would start outsourcing things if you knew you were inconsistently receiving that amount of money. Would you start outsourcing to have a cleaner, having a virtual assistant, to having a physical assistant? Would you have a personal trainer? Would you go to the spa? How would it change your life? How does it feel? What does it look like? How does your body respond? If however you've reached your sticking point, then you know that next time when you listen to this, you will notice, because this is going to clear how far you can get. Maybe you didn't get this far. Maybe you didn't dream enough to believe that you could have twice as much money. Maybe you couldn't get to quadrupling it. Notice where you started to contract instead of expanding into your dream. Now that you have an ideas around what it would be like, I'm going to ask you, as this, you repeat this over the next 30 days, to allow it to infiltrate into your brain the things that you would like to have, maybe to have some ideas of what actually you'd like. You may find yourself walking around the supermarket or the shops or doing your work and suddenly think, oh, I'd have one of those. Yes, I'd have one of those. That's how it would look. Start to dream about how you would spend your money. Maybe it's travel, maybe it's cars, maybe it's homes, maybe it's clothes, maybe it's having money in the bank, being debt-free, total freedom. But to dream about it, allow yourself to feel into it. After this, once you've finished dreaming, I ask you to now do the flow method so that anything that has come up, to now use the flow method to release any blockages, any resistance, to surrender them to the truth, to allow the truth to come back to the truth, for you to upgrade your belief system and keep expanding your mind. So enjoy and repeat this over and over again over the next 30 days. You may want to do this once a week, or to do it twice a week, or even three times a week. It is absolutely fine to allow yourself to dream and expand and think about it when you're not there, you know, not listening to this. What does it look like, feel like, smell like, sound like? Bringing this into a manifestation of being in abundant flow of money.